All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, May 12th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a big 10-game MLB main slate. We have a 2-game NBA main slate. And then over in the NHL streets, we also have a 2-game main slate there as well. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right, a couple updates for you guys. We are going to be having a slight schedule change this week. So no office hours on Friday or Saturday, and the build review show is going to get moved to Thursday. So I don't want to cancel the build review show altogether, but I know I'm not going to be able to do the show on Friday and Saturday. So I am moving build review to Thursday. So I just wanted to let everyone know about that up front. I will also be mentioning it throughout the week here to remind everyone. So with that out of the way, let's get SaberSim up here and let's start answering some questions, running some builds. So didn't have any questions come in before the show here. So what we will do is we will start off with a slate demo and then we will answer any questions as they roll in live. So first thing that we're going to do here, we're going to do a slate demo as if we are building on the starter subscription. So when we have a little bit more time, I like to do two slate demos, one starter, one ultimate. So we will start with a starter one. So first thing, right, we're going to have 500 lineups. I would increase the min salary based on what we've seen in contest flashback. So boosting this can be a good thing here. And the only other thing I'm going to do up here in the settings section is turn on this don't use batters against opposing pitchers rule just to be safe here. This is DraftKings. I do need to make two small adjustments to projections. So I'm going to change it as minor as possible. So 0.01 change is pretty good here. And then we're going to get back and then make one more small change. Now build lineups is lit up green. And I am going to kick this build off. So while that runs, can move some columns around if you like. I like to just look at everything a certain way. I'm sure other people have their preferences as well. So let's get rid of some stuff I don't care so much about. This other stuff's okay. And then we'll let these lineups finish running. All right, lineups are loading. So we are going to use SaberScore. We're going to cancel this contest soon. We don't need it. And about ready to get set, about ready to rock and roll here. So got my exposure, got my leverage, got my pool percentage, got my lineups sorting by Saber score, building 20 lineups here, got an average projection aggregate metric. That's all I like to use. You know, I think it's okay if you like other metrics to have them, but these are the only ones I really need here. So now that we have our Saber score chosen, and we'll just say that, you know, this is a large slate, 10K to 50K contest. Maybe it's the quarter jukebox. Maybe it's the $1 20 max, something like that. All those kind of fall within this bucket here. So we'll just leave that. But now I'm about ready to start making some adjustments, right? So one thing I do with Saber score that I don't do on Ultimate is I like to scroll down to the last lineup in my set. And the big thing for that is I always want to check the rank of the lineup that is the last one in my set, because I need to be a little bit more careful when building with Saber score. We recommend trying to stay in the top 25 to 50% of your pool. So that would be like the top 125 to 250 lineups with a 500 lineup pool. So now, right, okay, check, that looks good. Go and look at some of these exposures. Okay, nobody in more than 35% of my lineups. do see some double-digit leverages here. So I might just try and get some uniqueness, right? So I'm going to start boosting these uniques. I'm going to keep an eye on my average projection aggregate metric, which hasn't moved from like a high 98 here. So 98.6 still seems fine. Okay, then we get down to like 97.9. So getting a little bit lower, right? About a point down here. How far down in our pool are we going? Okay, lineup 28. We're still like really, really high. No, I think we were on all batters before, but here we're looking at all. So now our top exposures are all pitchers, right? 90% King, 30% Peterson, 25% Molly. I'm not sure. And then all the batters are 25% or less. So we have this one huge leverage, right, on King. Looks like he is the highest owned pitcher tonight. If we come in here, yeah, highest owned pitcher. He's in about 45% of the lineups in our pool, and his ownership is about 38%. So Saberson likes him on like a bigger lineup sample, and then it's just getting to a lot of him, right? I mean, he is like one of the highest value pitchers, one of the highest raw projected pitchers. And Saberson was like, hey, let's take a stand on this one guy. And then let's get a little bit flatter across the board with our second pitcher position. And then let's stay a little bit flat with the batters as well, right? Highest batter exposure is 25%. So batters look really good to me, you know, very, very spread out. We have this one big stand on King, which, hey, it's okay to take stands. And I'm pretty happy with this so far, right? Notice we haven't even gone that far down in our pool. And that's good. We want to value the rank of the lineups, right? The lineups that are higher up in the pool are generally better based on the sorting metric you're using, right? So could you go higher with your uniques? Yeah, sure. You can go 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, you could, but I like what I'm seeing. And that's the thing, right? There isn't like a right number. You got to analyze. I saw a shift here with the average projection aggregate metric, and it caused me to stop and analyze. And I'm like, hey, I'm happy with what I'm seeing. So we could go further if we wanted to. Me personally, I like this. You know, all of our top stacks are like 5 stacks still, right? 18 out of 20. So this seems okay with me, right? So this is what I would be doing, building lineups on starter for tonight. So hope that helps you guys out. And if there are any questions, feel free to let me know, and we can always circle back. All right. That was a good starter demo to get us started. And we might switch sports here for this next ultimate demo, which is totally cool. Who do you like tonight for captain on NBA Showdown, Minnesota versus Golden State? I basically asking if I like Kuminga. I don't know. Let's go find out, right? Don said, can you do a 4-stack lineup with Arizona, please? I can just see what we have in the pool here, but I'm not going to like, hey, you know, this is like a lineup, right, that you probably want to play. I'm not sure. I honestly don't know. But what I would do, right, is I go to Arizona, showing you guys more just like how to use SaberSim a little bit. Like, hey, you know, I want to go and find the Arizona 4-stack. Okay, so I go to Arizona. It's going to zone in on these 76 lineups in my pool, and it's going to show me all the Arizonas. It's going to tell me what kind of stacks they are, right? This top one's a 2-stack. If I want to go and see all 76, I switch to pool, and then I can go and I can sift through these. Okay, Arizona 5-3, Arizona 5-stack. There's an Arizona 4-stack right there, right? So we have like Arizona 4-stack, 5-stacks, 4-stacks, right? So you can kind of just look through these and then figure out what they look like, right? Hey, this is a 4-2-2, right? It has Texas, but it has a smaller stack of the D-backs. So running a build, you know, looking through all these lineups can help you to find the one that most kind of like vibes with the stand on the slate that you're trying to make. So looking through your pool is definitely a way to do that. And then I'm going to turn these filters off. All right. Good stuff there. So let's get back to this NBA demo. So we're talking NBA Showdown, Minnesota Golden State. All right, so we have a default contest sim. We're just going to use this one. All right, so we come in here. We'll make two small adjustments to projections. Not going to do much else beyond that. I'll leave the 2,000 lineups. I'm going to leave the minimum salary. You know, when I would do like a lot of NFL showdown stuff, I would lower this. For NBA, I don't want to lower this, so I'm just going to leave this as is. Now, if you want to get weird, right, you want to mess around and like do some stuff and try and avoid duplication, you could drop this max salary. Maybe I want to drop it, you know, 100 and say I don't want to play max salary lineups, right? That is an idea and a way of like trying to get more unique with your builds. But anyways, we run these lineups. Populate really, really fast. Come in, sort by exposure. Contest sim is running. So it's switching to the ROI automatically for the contest sim that we used. Now, what I want to do is I want to add, on top of the average projection, I want to add a couple more metrics because showdown's duplication heavy and we need to be a little bit more aware of like the macro of our lineup set here. So first thing I want to do, right, is put this ROI aggregate metric. But then I also want to put an average salary one. And I'm going to pull this out. And I'm just moving some columns around. Cool. This looks a lot better. All right. So I got my exposure, my leverage, my pool. Got all the information I want to see. Mostly like minutes, value, exposures, projections, ownership. I got my aggregate metrics, visible, projection, ROI, average salary. These all feel great, right? So now I'm about ready to start doing some more stuff here. So right off the bat, we see, hey, we dropped our max salary from 50K to 49.9, right? Well, if we look at our average salary of our 20 lineups, it's about 49,000, or it's exactly 49,075, right? 075. So the average salary here is actually pretty low, which is good, right? That is going to be a good thing for our lineups to be different, leaving 1,000 salary on the table on average, right? We haven't even done anything else to these lineups. We haven't applied any ownership filters, some ownership, geo mean, no rules, no nothing, right? So normally I would be inclined to like do something like that, right? But oftentimes you're going to come in here and be like, okay, well, my average salary is, you know, 49.8, 49.7, right? So I'm playing high salary lineups. Maybe I need to use some type of ownership concept here to like lower my duplicates. But then when I look at this, I'm like, okay, we're leaving a lot of salary on the table. Maybe I don't need to do that this time, right? So I'm letting the salary aggregate metric kind of guide me into what I should do next. Should I do an ownership component or do I not think it's necessary given what we're seeing, right? In this case, given what we're seeing, I'm not that worried about it. So I'm going to skip that step. And then I'm going to go and just kind of analyze my lineups first. So here, what do we see? We see highest exposed captain is 25%. Taking kind of a big stand here on Jaden McDaniels. I don't hate it. Under on Anthony Edwards. Under on Jimmy Butler. Some exposure, but just a little less than the field. Looks like we were taking a shot on, you know, McDaniels and Reed a little bit more, which I don't have a problem with. Taking a lot of small shots on a lot of these single-digit ownership guys, but only it's like, hey, one lineup with Pazimski, one lineup with Conley, one lineup with DiVincenzo, one with Green, right? So Builders is getting spread out, right? Even one with Kaminga. I know that was like a question here at the beginning, right? And if you want to like see what that lineup looked like, okay, filter for Kaminga. It is the last lineup in our set of 20. It's ranked 20 here, But when you get lineups like this, right, I never like am super concerned about this. Where it's like, oh, it's like, it's only one lineup with Kuminga. It's only one lineup with Draymond Green. Like, people think like, oh, you don't have enough shares of that player. Like, no, you're just getting the absolute best lineup with that guy. So like, you know, when we talk about entering, you know, 20 lineups instead of 150, right? It's like, oh, you're just choosing not to enter your 21 through 150th best lineups. Like here, you know, that is our absolute best Kuminga captain lineup. We're just choosing not to play some of the lower graded Kuminga captain lineups, right? We're just taking the best ones. Or the best of one in that instance, right? So I don't mind it at all. So I would leave this as is. I really like it the way it's set up here at the moment. I don't think it needs any more changes. Like, captains look good. Our utilities look good, right? If we're like under on Ant in my captain, like chances are like we might be over on him in the flex. Looks like we're under on Butler in both captain and utilities, like kind of a stand against him. You could, you know, decide if you're okay with that or not. But for me, I'm okay with this. I like it. So I would be ready to save these lineups and upload them. All right, couple questions rolling in while we were on that demo, so that's always good. And a quick announcement that Jordan announced the winners for the Birdie Battle in the Office Hours channel in Discord. So if you guys participated in that, check that out in the channel. That message just went live a few minutes ago. All right, Jellybean said, how do you feel about just letting those lineups ride, no iteration at all from there? I think you can if you want, right? It really all comes down to like risk management, right? Like what I do is like I look at the lineups and then I decide, am I comfortable with the exposures and leverages that I see? If you are okay with them, then sure, you know, let them ride. But if it feels like too much, then, you know, I say change it, right? For me, I know that baseball, you know, I think this came in a little bit earlier. I know baseball is like a very, you know, high variance sport. If I can get some uniqueness in my lineups without sacrificing very much in terms of projection, ROI, or both, then that seems like the best of both worlds, right? So we could leave this at one. Like, yeah, sure, right? We go back to one unique. And then we scroll over. I should just close this. Hold on, being a little slow for me. All right. Niners, let's go exposure. So yeah, like at one unique, right, in this SaberScore demo, our top exposure is like 95% to Kane, which we still ended up with, you know, 90% of him, and then it's Peterson. And then we have some players that are like 35% exposure, right? But like this is a lot of leverage. You know, this is like 3x their pool. For me, this feels like too much, right? If this is okay for you, then like, sure, yeah, go ahead and let it ride. But if you can get some diversification without sacrificing very much in terms of, you know, projection, ROI, like I said, then I think that's like a better option. But you could totally just leave it and, you know, be happy with the lineups that you're getting. That's not the wrong answer. All right, question, is today a one center build day or two for NBA? You could probably answer this, right, by like running a build. So we go to NBA for today. And we were talking showdown, but now we're talking classic NBA. So let's say we go run 500 lineups. And we kick that off. And lineups are finishing up now. So the way you would tell this, right, is that you got to know, like, the positions. So there's only one center, right? So you basically want to go and look in your utility slot and then see what positions are coming up the most, right? Okay, so if I go and look at center or not centers, sort by exposure, we go over to utility. Then I come in here and I look in the exposure, sort high to low. Who's coming up, right? Well, we're actually getting a lot of Naz Reid, of Draymond Green. We're getting some Julius Randle. So 6 plus 3 plus 1. So 10 out of our 20 lineups of our top 20 have a center eligible player in the utility, right? And then if you wanted to open this up, okay, well, like what if I want to look at all my lineups, right? I want to look at my pool. And then you do the same thing, right? Okay. Draymond Green in 9%, Reed in 7%, Randle in 6%. So it actually seems like a little bit less here when you look at it at looking at all the lineups. So it's kind of different, right? So like looking at our top 20, 50% had a center in the utility. But then when we look from this view at all of our lineups, it's like 9, 16, 22, 25, 28, maybe closer to like 30%. So I would say that the builder seems to like centers in the utility because it's coming up 30% in the pool, but then it's coming up 50% when we zone in on like some of our best lineups, right? So it's not keeping the same ratio. It's actually increasing. All right. Relic CK said, are you ever chopping off a portion of high-end ROI outliers, the riskier lineups that potentially have inflated ROI, based on being low probability lineups, mainly due to multiple very low-owned guys? Good question here. So I'm assuming this goes back to the Showdown conversation, so I'm going to switch back to Showdown. If this is not Showdown related, let me know, but I believe that it is. The way I normally handle this, or the ways I think you can handle this, right? If you wanted to, you could do something where, okay, he said either or can apply to anything. Yeah, I could. I think that, well, I think about it differently for different sports, right? Okay, so like let's start with baseball. When we go to baseball, what I'm mostly looking at is what is my exposure of the lowest projected run teams, right? I'm basically using that kind of as like a proxy for like what you're getting at, where it's like, okay, I come in here, I sort by projected runs, and I just look at these exposures, right? When I notice that like, hey, 3.2 projected runs, Angels are showing up a bunch, you know, I'm going to go cap these guys. I'm not going to like totally X them, but I am going to like manage my exposure to these teams where I think that it could be the reason they're getting in my lineups is simply due to low ownership and the probability of them actually doing good is like really, really low. And I really don't want that many shares of them, right? That's the way I think about it. You know, you could get more granular and like look at the lineups, but I'm basically using runs in place of that. Now, when we get over to like Showdowns and things like that, I think there's a couple different options. Number one is you could use like custom fields and do something where you basically standardize ownership of like the lowest owned plays. Like see like all these guys like 0.08, 0.15, 0.24, right? If you get, you know, a certain sim or like a certain set of sims, well, now this lineup is going to be so unique and it needs to win very few times in order to be, you know, very high positive ROI. You know, you could come in here and say like, hey, I want to set every player to be at least like 3% owned. And then I want to use a custom field that is going to get closer to this number for these players. That way, there isn't like this big disparity here in the field lineups that lead to them being really good in the contest sim. The other thing here, right, is that you could actually benefit from that in the sense that, well, if they come in 2% owned and I which is double what they were projected, but I set them at 3% and I still got good lineups with them in it. Now those lineups actually even become even better lineups because you're getting this ownership discount when you previously inflated it, right? So inflating it and still getting them can be a good thing because there's like a this gap where they could come in lower and that actually helps you, right? So that's probably maybe something you want to consider doing if that's something you're concerned about. Now, what you could do, right, is you could just kind of scroll through here, maybe like see if these lineups pass the eye test for you. Like, hey, you know, I'm sorting by ROI. I'm just scrolling through my top 20 lineups. Do I actually see any lineups that like mirror that, right? And then I think if you do this enough times, you'll get a sense for like, okay, how often does this come up? How concerned about this do I need to be? Is this something I actively need to like make sure I'm doing every single day? So that's what I would be thinking here in terms of like showdowns and where like super low utility ownership could get weird. Haven't seen that in this set, but it could definitely happen, right? So classic and showdown are always going to be a little bit different in terms of like logic here. Those are the two different ways I think about it. But let me know if those make sense. Okay, Relic said, similar approach. Love that. And then both solid. So hope other people listening as well, you know, get something out of that too. But very good question. Appreciate it. With that said, I think we're caught up with questions in both Discord and the chats here. Knocked out starter MLB demo. Knocked out ultimate NBA showdown demo. So different sports, different subscription levels. So love all that stuff. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.